Welcome to A Course in Business Miracles. This is Heather Dominick, creator of businessmiracles.com and founder and leader of the Highly Sensitive Entrepreneur Movement. Join me today for some genuine practical assistance and a business-altering and life-changing experience. A business miracle. This is A Course in Business Miracles, episode number 8, Truth. Learn how to stop the 3 most sneaky, highly sensitive entrepreneur self-limitations.
The business miracle focus for today's training is truth. When I graduated with my master's degree from NYU, everyone said, "You'll never find a full-time job teaching drama." After a year of pitch-patching together teaching artist work, I was offered 3 different full-time positions, one in the state of Virginia, one in Brooklyn, New York, and one on Long Island, New York. When I left that job on Long Island, New York, 3 years after starting and only 2 weeks after receiving tenure, people told me I would never find such a quote-unquote golden opportunity, because that school district was the 2nd highest paying in New York State, and tenure was nearly impossible to receive. Teachers made 6 figures, and that was in the late 90s. My next job was a 50% pay cut, but I worked side by side with Bette Midler as a business partner and walked 20 minutes to work rather than commuting 1.5 hours one way, as I had for the job on Long Island. When I had to declare bankruptcy just 9 months after starting that second job teaching drama, after I took that 50% pay cut and my city was attacked on 9/11, shutting down the after-school programs I was going to work to make ends meet, I was told to just keep my head down for 7 years until the bankruptcy cleared. Just 3 years later, after declaring bankruptcy, I started my first business. I started my first business without credit cards and only 6 months of income to live on that I had painstakingly saved. A quarter of that savings I immediately took and invested it in a business coaching program that cost $3,000. When I started that first business as a nutrition and wellness coach, people told me I was crazy and that I would be back to teaching within a year, including Bette Midler herself, who, when I told her what I was doing, looked me in the eye, standing less than a foot away from me, and said, "Well, that's out there, Heather." As well as fellow teachers who told me I could retire with a 6-figure 401k and that as a tenured teacher, I had a job for life. "What are you doing?" was the question I heard over and over again. Within 4 years of leaving teaching, I had crossed the 6-figure mark, generating $250,000. 2 years later, I generated $500,000. And 2 years after that, I crossed the $1 million mark for the first time. When I started sharing my spiritual approach to marketing, people in the industry, in the coaching industry, including mentors, told me that quote-unquote spiritual people won't invest money in comprehensive training programs. I now work with the best highly sensitive entrepreneurial community who are highly spiritual, who are progressive and leaders in whatever way that looks for you, who are dedicated, committed, and invested in doing whatever it takes to shed limiting beliefs and past patterns of lack. When I learned I was highly sensitive, I was told I would never be able to create a business that both reached a lot of people and gave me time to take care of myself in the way that I needed. I work 4 days a week, have at least 8 weeks off a year, take my team to the beach for a week of team planning, and completely closing the office for the final 2 weeks of the year, giving my entire team end-of-year rejuvenation time. This is my truth. In truth, people told Mary and Joseph they would never make it to Bethlehem. People told Columbus the world was flat. People told the pilgrims, you can't travel west in a wagon made of wood and canvas and survive. People told President Lincoln he couldn't end slavery. People told Rosa Parks to go to the back of the bus. People said astronauts could never walk on the moon. People said women didn't have a right to choose. And people said Steve Jobs was crazy and his parents should send him to a mental institution. People said a black man could never be president and a gay woman could never host the Oscars. People said, people said, people said. What people are you listening to? What is your truth? Today, highly sensitive and our royal advisor role becomes a little bit more solidified and strengthened as one more person steps forward and says, I am no longer willing to be caged by my shadows. I am ready to be free. I am ready to live in my strengths. As one more person steps forward and says, I'm going to stop pretending I can do this alone. And I'm not willing to just go back and do things the way they've done them up until now, but I'm willing to be supported in aligned community. I am willing to learn must-have core practices, and I am willing to be in consistency, and that this is the way to truly move forward as an HSE, step by step. As one more person steps forward and says, show me a miracle. Show me the way of possibility. That is truth. I understand the ego mind, your fear-based mind, has all types of unreasonable reasons of why you can't. But if there is one thing A Course in Miracles has taught me, it's that those are illusions. That is living by the fear of HSE shadows. I, personally, am not willing to live that way. What is your willingness? What is your little willingness? What is your truth? The Course says, advancement does not come without cost. And this is true. Where are you investing? In your advancement? In your business? In your life? In yourself? Or in status quo, false safety, overprotection, fear. According to A Course in Miracles, each form of attack or lack that still attracts you and that you do not recognize for what it is, limits the healing and the miracles you have the power to experience and extend to all. And I want you to write that down. I'm going to say it again. Each form of attack or lack that still attracts you and that you do not recognize for what it is, limits the healing and the miracles you have the power to experience and extend to all. The Course also says, it is your part to realize that attack and lack in any form is not your will. Write that down. The Course goes on to say, allow yourself to be lifted up and from a higher place look down upon it. From there, your perspective will be different. From above, the choice is miracles instead of murder. How can the truth of miracles be recognized if murder is your choice? Murder being belief in fear, lack, limitation. And the Course says, or the Course asks, how do you know when you're choosing murder? Well, the Course says you will recognize the signs. Your experience will be small, contracted, limited, stopped, stuck, loss of peace. And then the Course so beautifully says, When these subtle signs occur, quickly choose a miracle instead of murder. And then this part just makes me want to cry almost every time. The Course goes on to say, and when you quickly choose a miracle instead of murder, God Himself and all the lights of heaven will gently lean to you and hold you up. Almost every current Business Miracle community member can attest to this journey and what it is to be on the other side, to have a business and life that is now more miraculous than murderous. It has been beyond a joy to serve you. This is what you and each and every HSE deserves. It is my commitment. It is my purpose. It is my life's mission. Awesome.
Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed this episode of A Course in Business Miracles. If you're ready to learn how to use your highly sensitive abilities to support you in being purposeful, profitable, and empowered rather than scattered, poor, and undervalued, take my free self-quiz to find out if you are indeed a highly sensitive entrepreneur. And if you are, along with your quiz results, you'll receive my free HSE Success Guide, which will teach you how to have your highly sensitive abilities working for you to create the results you desire in your business. Take the quiz and receive your free success guide now at www.hsequiz.com.